It's a strange time of the year, a lot going on, and of course altered at the moment by COVID. Things are not what they used to be, and that affects us all in different ways. We find ourselves longing for what was. But when I put myself aside and think spiritually, it's not so much what happens, it's what I do about it. I'm convinced that there's opportunities of learning, of understanding in this new regime, this brave new world that we are a part of. This evening, I'd like to go into a special place. So first of all, think of your bodies. You're wonderful, hardworking, overworked, overstressed bodies. We take such liberties with our bodies. It is sometimes a wonder that they cooperate with us so well. They're our faithful friend throughout this incarnation. And when was the last time that we thanked our bodies? It's very easy to know in our mind that this is wrong, that that is wrong, this could be better, I could be quicker, faster, better, brighter, whatever. But am I giving my body a chance? In the busyness of life, do I appreciate this body? So right now, we're going to just check our body out. Feet flat on the floor. It sounds a cliche, but it works to ground us to Mother Earth. What are our shoulders doing? Up round our ears, perhaps, tight across the back. You recognize these things. Relax, breathe into those muscles. Use your imagination and feel that relaxing. Feel the tightness easing. Are your backs comfortable? They have such a job to keep our human form upright, to achieve the wonderful things we are capable of. Thank their back for the ability, the agility, opportunities it gives you. Even our tummies come into the equation. Especially in this time of Christmas, have we eaten what is wise? What is healthy? We don't need to beat ourselves up if the answer is no, but to know that I could do better. I could respect my body a bit more. And as your body is sitting there in the chair, in your sofa, some with the animals snuggling up, say to yourself, give yourself permission to rest. Give your body permission to take the next 10 minutes off. For in your soul, your heart and your soul, you are now being asked to experience this moment in time. There is no guidebook, rule book, list. It is a moment. That moment is not defined. That moment is now. This moment is the only moment that counts. We cannot undo the moments that have been. We cannot anticipate that there is another moment after this one. So we can't worry about the next moment. Right now, here is your moment. Your body is at rest. You have no obligations. You have no expectations. You have the opportunity to experience gratitude. Gratitude for being. You can do no greater thing in life but to be. To shine the light of spiritual endeavor, understanding. It doesn't mean that you know it all. We are speaking eons of time to have a thorough understanding or to get near to it. Right now, give gratitude that you are able to experience, that you are able to understand that there is a spiritual aspect. You are part of the whole. You are part of all that is. Part of the blessings of life. So for the next while, allow yourself the freedom, the privilege of being in that moment, knowing that we will call you back when the time is right. Enjoy and be at peace. each of you has experienced a moment of peace, of universal love. You have felt the joy of freedom. You are now, your heart and soul are now going to reunite with your wonderful bodies. Greet them in gratitude for the work they do for you. Then feel yourself sitting on your chair, your feet on the floor, some of your animals beside you. And slowly, when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back.